Tuesday night in the Islamic Community Center in South Anchorage, there's hardly a sound to be heard, even though there are about 50 men in the sanctuary. An analog clock hanging on the wall counts down the time until 9 p.m. Suddenly, a man in a down vest and athletic pants steps up to the microphone. So begins the Ishra, the last of five prayers Muslims are obliged to take every day during the 30 days of Ramadan. The service starts with a recitation of prayers.
As basically for guidance, for forgiveness, for removal of debt, of sorrow, of sadness, all these kind of emotions, the bad emotion to kind of be removed and lifted, be lifted and just replaced by good emotion.
Yusuf Barber is a doctor in Anchorage and a spokesperson for the Islamic Community Center. He says that the prayers this year were especially meaningful after all in-person services were canceled last year because of COVID. This year's prayers for healing and recovery were especially important.
I'm sure a lot of people in the congregation has either themselves been sick or know someone who was sick. Yeah. So
after the opening prayers, the service moves to a recitation of the Quran, about a chapter a day for 30 days. Every few minutes, the congregants kneel and prostrate themselves, touching foreheads to the ground. The evening prayers are just one small part of Ramadan. Another is the daily fast, traditionally held from sunrise to sunset. In Alaska, with its long daylight hours, that can be difficult, so most Muslims choose to use sunset time in Mecca, around 6:40 p.m. In most years, it's a daily celebration at the mosque, says Barber.
It is a nice time to connect with other people in the community, and everybody brings his own plate, and it's people share, and it's nice kind of every day, every night. But this year, we're not doing this.
Still, Barber says it's good to at least have part of the celebrations together, even with masks and 6 feet apart. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.